Ramble.
And your boyfriend's name is Chuck. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. We're three legally blondes over here.
Well, one natural, one artificial, one on the inside.
I was born blonde.
So was I.
Dirty blonde.
Some might say artificial blondes are actually more authentic blondes.
Wow. I think in LA, well, that's
thank
true.
Thank you for having us. Totally. Zach Noy Towers joins the podcast today.
Hey.
Our blonde.
Our legally blonde.
Our blonde bombshell.
I'm so excited to be here.
And also,
we were just chatting just before the show, and it turns out legally blonde means a lot to you, apparently.
It does.
We just invited you because we like you.
Yeah.
But
that was dumb. That was really stupid.
Blonde.
You should have invited me because of my, I'm a historian of Legally Blonde. No, I was telling you guys before we started recording that the musical Legally Blonde, they did a Broadway like recording that they played on MTV when I was like a senior in college.
Oh my God.
And I had it on my like DVR and I'd watch it drunk like almost every night.
Do you remember any of it?
All of it.
Wow.
Frame by frame. The musical, for those listening, if you like Legally Blonde the musical, you love Legally Blonde the musical. It's incredible.
You just said if you like Legally Blonde the musical,
you love Legally Blonde the musical.
You know what? Blondest thing I'll say, but I stand by it.
Okay, we're not going to need any of that either. But now Kelsey and Zach have switched chairs.
It's the Zachs versus the Kelsey.
Legally Blonde, the smash mega hit Reese Witherspoon's breakout role.
Wow.
This movie, you know, okay, months and months ago, maybe it was over Thanksgiving, we watched it with Maggie's family, and it came on, and I didn't realize the extent to which it just was in me. This movie is iconic from first frame to last, yeah. And it's one of those movies that, because of the aesthetics of it, the you know, the title, the pinkness of it, it gets really derided as an unserious film and therefore not good film.
Ah.
And let's be real, a female-coded film, right? Mm. Movies that are made for female audiences are very often derided as, oh, that's not serious, that's a rom-com, that's whatever, that's frivolous. Mm-hmm. This movie is excellent.
Fantastic.
Truly.
And very well-written, excellently performed.
By all.
It's
by
a courtroom all. Drama.
Even Bruiser Woods.
Mm.
The dog.
Who's probably long dead.
Wait,
but,
Zach.
R.I.P.
Wait, I don't want to think about that. I realize also you were telling us the importance of this film to you when we cut for
It doesn't
switch
matter.
Chairs.
God didn't want the audience to know.
No, but what you said something that I didn't know, and I know this movie line by line.
Yeah.
I did not know there was a television show called
Finding the New Elle Woods.
Which
or
what,
it's like Finding Elle Woods.
What was that for?
It was literally on MTV, and they had a bunch of Broadway girlies auditioning to be the new Elle Woods.
For the Broadway play?
Yes, for the show
musical.
On Broadway.
Okay.
The girl who played it, oh my God, Laura Bell Bundy. She
Great name.
Laura Bell Bundy. She was the young girl at the beginning of Jumanji.
Oh!
So her and young Robin Williams are playing the game, and then she grows up to be like the main woman. Oh, she's not Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yeah.
But that's Laura Bell Bundy.
Laura Bell Bundy!
She's incredibly talented, but Laura
Bell, get back in here.
Yeah, what's
Laura Bell Bundy?
She premiered the role on Broadway, and it's so worth watching. Both the series, the show, and the movie.
Is it still on Broadway?
It's been touring, off and on for like a very long time.
Let's go see as a work field trip. Let's go see a musical.
Find what town it's playing in.
Fly there.
Fly to Cleveland.
Yes.
Go see the touring production of Legally Blonde.
I love that much.
I'll go.
Sure.
What?
Well, Garrett's certainly not invited.
All of a sudden, I'm not in the podcast.
No, you're in the podcast. You're taking place of Garrick, our third host, is at an award show tonight for his girlfriend, who's been a guest on this show so many times, Sequoia B. Holmes, podcast, Black People Love Paramore.
And we're just going to go and preemptively congratulate Sequoia on her win.
Yep.
On her win. I'm manifesting. And if she didn't, for shame.
For shame.
For shame. Legally Blonde.
Tell us.
Where do you want to begin?
Give us the plot.
People don't need it.
You know what? I watched this with a person whose name you both will not say after I tell you who. Had never seen it before, and I watched it with him last night, and he fucking loved it.
Your foreign boyfriend?
God, Jesus Christ. Both of you, stop it! He's not my boyfriend,
First of all, his name's not... He's just the hot man you sleep with who lives
with
you.
He's known as the athlete.
The athlete.
Rainey, you better bleep out what him saying his name.
And he has an accent.
Yeah.
a big one, if you know
what I mean.
He
lives with you. Uh-huh. He travels with you. Uh-huh. You sleep together. Oh, yeah. He cooks for you.
He has his own bedroom downstairs.
How often is he sleeping in that
Every
bed?
Night. I don't share that bed. Mm-mm.
How often is he starting in yours?
There's a week, okay. Baby.
Legally Blonde.
But he loved it. So it stands. It does stand the test of time.
Yes.
It is like, it is a perfect movie.
Yeah.
From title to script to acting to execution, it's perfect.
Wait, can we, actually, you are right. The title is
perfect.
Perfect.
Like that, if I get a script across my desk, I'm some fat cat executive wielding my cigar, and I see Legally Blonde, I'm like, oh yeah, sold.
What does it mean?
Okay, longest pause ever. What do you mean, what does it mean?
Is it a play on words?
Well, she's going to law school, so she's pursuing, like...
No.
What do you mean?
Is it a metaphor for
direct
like legally blind? Legally Blonde?
Is it something like that?
It just, you know, I...
Yeah, why do we love it so much?
Yeah, because it sounds like a pun, but I'm not sure that it
is. I don't think it is.
It's supposed to call up Legally Blind,
I
think.
It is?
Is it?
That feels ableist.
Yeah, it's B-L, blah.
Wait, why would it be Legally Blind?
But it's also like, okay, she's a blonde, and she's like using her blondness
to pursue
law. I thought
Kelsey was stupid, and now I think we're stupid.
No, we are definitely not stupid. I'm a fat cat, you're a fat kitten, and she's stupid.
Hurtful, but I do agree. I think the title's perfect. There's nothing that comes across, but I'm just wondering why we all were so in love with it. I'm just here to question the man, aka you, man being a very generous term with you both.
Thank you so much.
Wow, yeah.
I'm that actually as a compliment.
Yeah,
Legally Blonde stars Reese Witherspoon as Elle Woods. Her long-term boyfriend gets into Harvard and says, Elle, you're not serious enough for me. You're stupid. And guess what? You dumped. So Elle, to prove him wrong, studies, and she gets into Harvard to graduate as a lawyer to prove to her ex that she's got all that. She gets embroiled in a courtroom drama to clear the name of an idol of hers. Mm-hmm. Whose name I forget?
Brooke Taylor.
Brooke Taylor, who is...
Windsor? Taylor?
Windsor.
That's the man's name.
Oh.
Old Habersworth.
She's
Windsor.
Also a legacy at the same sorority.
Delta
That's
knew.
Important.
It's important.
Sisters first, you know?
Sisterhood of the traveling fans.
She is accused of murdering her husband. Courtroom drama. Sparks flying. Will she get back with her ex? Or, hey, who's this Luke Wilson fella?
Oh, my God.
This is Legally Blonde.
Talk about it. Okay, on the way over here, I was telling Zach, I was like, I'm actually very curious, like, how does this movie sit with a straight man versus, like, a gay man versus a queer girl? Like, what, how does it land for you in the zeitgeist of life?
How does it land? I mean, I just remember, I've seen this movie a ton. Mm-hmm. It is so funny. Mm-hmm. I say it from... There's that young boy perspective of, oh, I'm not supposed to like a movie like this. And then you watch it and it's so transcendently good that you just do love it.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I don't know that I am the best representative when it comes to gender norms and what people like and don't like. But that was my experience with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's just so funny.
Do you feel like you can also quote it front to back?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's where I was like, that's what makes this a universally good movie. Like, we have Jennifer Coolidge. We have Luke Wilson. We have, what's the big guy lawyer's name?
Oh, I love him.
I can never remember his name.
Oh, he's gay.
He's gay?
In real life.
I'm pretty sure the one who tries to touch her is gay. Victor Garber.
Oh, okay.
Gay.
You could be making all this up right now.
Oh, you're talking about Victor Garber. Okay,
wait, the big lawyer.
Yeah.
Who's the bitch, the bitchy girl?
Thelma Blair. Oh, I love
Thelma Blair.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Cruel Intentions, Thelma Blair.
Yes, a Cruel Intentions. So hottie,
also,
so snotty.
Also, Perm Girl is Thelma.
/ Dead to Me.
Yes.
Like, what a fucking career path she has been on.
I think what this movie does so well, it does a lot of things well, but the reason why it's so enjoyable for everybody is that it makes fun of the tropes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this movie is laughing at the dumb blonde, but then the dumb blonde laughs at you.
Yes.
And so it has its fun with the aesthetics and like, things that appeal to, I assume, you, right? Like, you're like, oh, she has her... fluffy pen and her little
dog. Yeah,
her
convertible dog, and like all that all stuff. The cool, iconic fashion moments.
But it walks this really fine line of parodying it while also celebrating it. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do.
What I loved rewatching it last night as now a 33-year-old woman is I didn't realize back when I was 11 when this came out that I thought she was supposed to be dumb, right? You put her in today's age and she's not dumb. She's a fucking marketing fashion TikTok star.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's an influencer.
She's an influencer who runs circles around you, does business like nobody else, fucking millions of dollars. Like, even just listening back to it, she isn't dumb.
No.
She's upbeat. Like, she's peppy and she likes to look pretty, which we then went, that's dumb. And mm-hmm. she has big boobs, not even fake tits. Like, they're not rock hard. Like, she could have had bad filler and rock hard titties and like a fake tan. They didn't really make her as dumb and blonde as she could have been. Sure. I think she was just really good at her job.
Elle Woods is the original influencer.
There you go.
She would put Charli D'Amelio to shame.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
For sure, for sure. Mm-hmm.
There is this girl on TikTok. I think her name is Julie K, and I follow her and I love her, where she like does everything pink and she's like an Amazon review girly. And she is basically the Elle Woods of TikTok generation. And she just bought a mansion in Florida. So, you know what? Even the aesthetic's still alive.
Elle's submission video to Harvard would go so unbelievably viral.
So hard.
Oh, it really would.
Right?
Yeah.
It would be like one of the few things that goes genuinely viral.
Yeah.
And did you know this was based on a book?
What?
I learned this yesterday.
I'm worried that you got something confused.
I'm going to look it up to quadruple check, but it was based on.
I'm watching the opening credits and I'm not seeing
based on the novel.
Legally Blonde by Amanda Brown, a 2001 romantic comedy novel.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not know that this was either.
How rich is she?
Oh,
you think?
Girl.
Or do you think she got kind of passed over?
The intellectual property that is Legally Blonde.
But don't you think they just like licensed it out from her or bought the rights?
You pull that trick once, but with Red, White, and Blue, she got her check.
Yeah.
See, in the book, she goes to USC, but in the movie, she goes to
Harvard.
CULA first. That's where she transfers from.
UCLA?
No, in the show, in the movie, it's called CULA.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's a play on UCLA.
Wow.
She's a design major, is blonde, spoiled, and desperately in love with Warner Huntington III. But when Warner announces he's dumping her to go off to Stanford.
Stanford?
This is...
Elle decides that a little thing like law school won't come between them. Anything Warner can do, she can do better. Elle's Stanford misadventures begins badly, and it seems the one place blondes definitely don't have more fun is in law school. But then Elle's asked to defend one-time fitness queen Brooke Vandermark on a murder charge. Seizing the opportunity to prove her worth to Warner and her fellow classmates, she vindicates all who
Brooke
are blonde
Wyndham.
At heart.
Wait,
Brooke
why
Wyndham,
do,
why
do but I
Taylor's
read,
her maiden name.
Why do I want to read this book now?
I want to read
that
this.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah. I ultimately just stop reading it and watch the movie.
I know, but then you can go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Here's my hot take, though.
Okay.
Is I do think Elle Woods potentially could be canceled if she was like living today. You know what I mean? Like sorority is not cute really anymore. It's kind of culty.
This is when like privilege was okay.
This is when privilege
exhibit.
Was okay. Your wealth, your exuberant wealth, your fuzzy pens.
And you could say the same about Cher in Clueless, right?
Yeah, oh. Exactly. It didn't age well.
I mean, it did.
But what's interesting is they're both.
I just saw it for the first time.
They are both very kind-hearted characters. Mm-hmm. They're never going out of their way to make people feel bad. Mm-mm. They're like including everyone.
Yeah.
They just happen to be like privileged people.
Hot take. Jennifer Coolidge is more the dumb blonde, quote unquote, in this movie than Elle.
I agree.
What is the purpose of Jennifer's character? I always wondered.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Well, and I mean, the script does a lot of. It's a very tried and true thing, but mm-hmm. you have your main character being nice to less well-off characters, right? You have
and changing their life for the
and changing
better.
Their life better. Mm. So, you know, she has this heart of gold and she gets this ragtag group. And through doing that, you show that she cares about the relationships and the people and mm-hmm. it makes you love her. Even that's like, I'll never forget the scene where there's that quiet guy who's asking these girls out on a date and Elle just is like, I got this. She walks up to him, slaps him across the face.
Why did you call me back?
You give me the greatest pleasure of my life and then don't call?
I'm sorry.
It's like, well, sorry for, yeah. And then, no, then she goes, sorry for what? For not giving calling me, or for giving me the greatest pleasure. I'm butchering the line, but God, it's so good.
It's so good.
She's really helping the people around her.
Also, Jennifer Coolidge is, she has Oracle qualities,
and
she meets her in like common ground for her, which is a beauty salon,
right,
where she's about to make the bad decision of becoming a brunette. And Jennifer Coolidge, who has lived all these like tumultuous love lives, like talks her off the ledge.
The fact that you just went archetype and called her the Oracle, and like you're bringing in like Dungeons and Dragons language to Legally Blonde, and
that
it makes so much sense
hilarious.
To me.
Zach's gonna steal that now. Watch, I'm gonna hear that again.
Great.
Every movie, I'm gonna be like, well, that's the Oracle.
There's the Oracle. Wait, so in the Broadway show, she's gonna dye her fucking hair brown.
Isn't that the impetus in the movie too?
No, she goes to get a manicure.
Oh, I thought she was going, okay, in the Broadway musical, she's like, it's time for me to go, brunette. we are listening to the soundtrack. Do you know it?
No, I've seen clips of it.
Rainey's 13 years old, by the way. She's so young, it hurts me every time I talk
Y'all
about
got
things.
To treat yourself to some Legally Blonde, the musical on Spotify.
I'm
telling you,
on my home, you
from first listen, you'll be into it.
And can I watch them? You said I can watch the whole musical
I bet you could find it on like YouTube.com.
I won't .com. Rip it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zach is 85 years old. We've got a real age spectrum
here today.
Is that
the HTTP dot, semicolon
yes,
slash,
yeah,
slash,
slash, slash
www.youtube.com
yeah. / Legally Blonde musical full pirated. Yes.
Amazing.
Dot vid.
Dot.
I know this is like what I'm about to say is obvious. Reese Witherspoon is a really great actress.
Yeah, I want to actually go back to when you said this is what made her a star.
Well,
she's been
a star.
She's done
really
since a child. Like Out of Africa, I think was one of her first movies.
Never heard of it.
Election was right before this,
I
think.
One.
The run that she had with a couple years, she was in Alexander Payne's Election, which that to me is still my favorite Reese performance. She's as a something flick, Wendy.
Tracy Flick.
Tracy
Flick.
Tracy Flick. That movie is so fucking good.
It's
she is
so
this
good.
Insufferable girl running for student body president. And
Matthew Broderick is the teacher that hates her.
And just it's just like he just hates this girl because she just like wants to do good. She's too much of a tryhard. And so he tries to thwart her.
Are you kidding?
It's perfect. That
also,
movie is.
There's a fallen leading man in that movie who does not make films anymore, but he was in Just Friends as like the hot guy with the guitar. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen it
in ages, like the
so I
hot
can't picture it.
Jock brother to the lesbian girl in Election.
It's not the dude who's American Pie who's running against her.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Sorry, this is take
We're
all
sidebar,
this out.
Yeah,
this
no.
happens all the time. No, you're kidding.
But I went to high school with Jessica Campbell, who was the lesbian who wanted to see if her pee smelled different if she ate asparagus.
I gotta watch this.
It's a great movie. Yeah. It's really excellent.
I don't know. But, I've never even heard of it.
No, I say this was her breakout because this is when she became a household star.
That's fair.
And if you look at her run, it actually sort of reminds me of the run mm-hmm. that Emma Stone had, where she went
Easy
from
a.
Easy A to La La Land Oscar, and Reese went from Legally Blonde. Within, I think, 4 years, she won the Oscar for Walk the Line.
Whoa.
Maybe 4 or 5. Like, it was a pretty quick, like, ascension.
Wow.
And I, you know, now she's got her book clubs and her production company.
Hello,
and
Sunshine.
She's on, you know, all these TV shows. And I think it's easy to forget when stars are of that magnitude, just how good they are.
Yeah.
Especially then when it comes to a movie like this, which is like, oh, yeah, no, it's like a comedy. It's like a rom-com, right? It's fine.
Very low
No, she
stakes.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah. She really is. And she has a range of emotion in this.
She does. Oh, my God. The scene of her crying when Warren breaks up with her, of the squeals and the shakes and the...
Yep. To make that to make that character not feel like a caricature.
Yes.
Where you are, I believe you
in
emotionally.
I
care about you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You are hilarious. Like, pitch perfect funny.
Mm-hmm.
You are a comedian, but you're also playing this larger than life, like, archetype. It is, it's this... It's a high wire balancing act.
She
that
had
I,
to believe it.
Yeah.
Her. Yeah.
That I think is
it.
Very easy to take for granted when mm-hmm. you watch the movie. But no, this is quality acting. And the movie rests on the shoulders of someone like her being able to pull off that character, make you believe her, make you laugh at her, make you root for her.
Nailed it.
Wow. Well, that's the podcast, you guys.
How dare you think I would let us go through this whole podcast without talking about the outfits?
Oh, do you love them?
Are you kidding me? What I even realized last night watching it was like, they muted everybody else as much as possible.
Because they're boring law people.
They look like those, God, this is going to age me so deeply. And it pains me to say this. But do you remember those cutout dolls that had like the tabs that the you would switch dolls. Outfits, yeah. The paper dolls?
Oh, wow.
Like, you grew up on a farm? On the prairie? Yeah. Is that before or after you were playing with the stick and the wheel?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We used the sun as a watch once upon a time. I'm
sure that was funnier back then.
Yeah. They looked so chaotic compared to everybody else. Like, the costuming did not make sense whatsoever when you put them against regular people, but it worked somehow. Like, I was even noticing the way that they do the women's hair in this movie probably took like an hour and a half per woman. It is so teased. It is so rolled.
You're talking about Jennifer Coolidge?
Her, the two sorority sisters.
Oh.
Even Reese, like when she has her big, big curls, I was like, women, we just don't do that anymore. We don't have the fucking time or patience. Like, they blew these women up to look like women. They curved their bodies. They hide their heels. At the sorority, it's like, you guys look like every single one of them looked like sorority girls. And so when I think about what would that girl look like in law school, the first outfit you get is her with this dark, crushed velvet green robe with like with a little white flurry. Oh, her hair in a bun with the big, thick rim glasses, blue skirt with high knee leather brown boots. And you're just like, what the fuck is she thinking? Like, what could she possibly, but she knows no other way.
That was her take on.
Yes, on law students. That was her dressing up. And as you watch her evolve, her outfits evolve.
Ooh.
Even to when she's at the internship, she's wearing this more like black waist hugging with like a high.
Yeah, I would say they devolve.
See, it evolved from chaotic, sparkly pink Barbie to full law student until
synthesis.
She gets the final court moment when Brooke hires her as her lawyer.
Right.
And she walks into the courtroom and she's in a head to toe full pink suit.
Let's go.
And you're like, she figured out the balance. She was trying to play a part the whole time she was at Harvard with her outfits.
Right.
But then once she realized like she could do her signature look and just be herself, that final outfit is like, with the dog, with the purse, and she had this big oversized bag with the scarf tied around it. Like, these were all iconic early aughts looks that I think even still today, like, I still had, like, an oversized bag today for a meeting. And I was like, oh, it's because I watched Legally Blonde.
Well, these looks are coming back, like, as we speak.
Of course. Big sunglasses, scrunchies. Like, it is full circle iconic moments.
The costumer is listening somewhere and is going, thank you for noticing.
Thank you for understanding my methods.
No, but 100%, I think you nailed it with the way that the costuming reflects her character.
I mean,
her
even with Selma Blair, like you look at her character, right? They started her with Argyle on Argyle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was heinous to look at. But you're just like, yeah, this bitch has no fucking clue.
She exists.
She has no idea what she's doing. And then by the time they become best friends in the end, her looks are a lot more digestible.
It's very like, okay, Sandy from Grease. Are we familiar? Yes. Olivia Newton-John. It's like that trajectory, but instead of ending up as like, I have to be a slut and dress this way to get attention, she like reverts back to like
what she knows
mm-hmm. and like, oh, I can do this as myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really wanted to drag Sandy for a second.
Yeah, I really, that's all I heard was you hate women.
Yeah, I hate women of the 50s.
And slut shaming.
Yes.
Classic Zach.
Classic me.
Stand by it.
I have a controversial question.
Okay.
Is Warren...
Warner.
See, exactly.
God damn it. Put some respect on it.
Is Warner attractive?
He was then.
Oh, interesting.
He was extremely attractive then.
He was.
I wouldn't Google image him now, but he was attractive then.
Oh, so I'm like when you watch what the movie, you're oh, like, yeah, my. It's a hottie bobby.
As like a young boy, yeah, he made some appearances in the late night thoughts. Are you kidding?
I'm looking him up.
Warner?
Matthew Davis. To me, he looks like a bird.
What?
Yeah.
Big Bird, maybe.
Oh, I mean, he certainly
he actually aged quite nicely.
Damn
good
right.
for him.
Yeah.
He was tall. He was square jawed. He was like very, he looks like a Ken doll. And that's exactly what he was supposed to be.
Okay.
He's classic, but he's boring. And then you have the charm of Mr. Luke Wilson. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Not enough movies. I miss you, Luke.
The best.
I know. Owen needs to pause and let Luke.
Or maybe they could just both.
I guess.
Have they ever done anything together?
What are you talking yes. about? What are you talking about?
You have a movie podcast?
You, Kelsey, you're going to...
Barely.
I need to hide. Their whole beginning of their career was together.
We're doing what? Name one.
Bottle Rocket.
Never
was
heard
the
of
first
it.
Movie that they co-wrote with...
I don't like the Zach sitting on that side ganging up on me. This feels sexist.
They were both in the Royal Tenenbaums.
Sexist or
okay.
sexy?
That's fair. And you're right. It is sexy. I like being yelled at. Go on.
They were both in...
Those are actually... Bottle Rocket. I just knew Bottle Rocket as like that launched them.
That's where the Wilsons came from.
Okay, there was
the brothers Wilson.
There's a very funny joke in the movie where Elle's getting out of his car and she's talking about her hair. And he's like, hey, would I look good as a blonde? And I laughed because I was like, ah, that's just your brother. And she goes, I don't think you could handle it. Wink, walks away. And I'm like, what?
I never really...
I don't think that's meant to be a joke from the movie, but I like it now that
Are
it plays as
Are they not twins?
Such. They're not twins, no. They're brothers.
Oh. They're not twins?
They're not twins, they're just brothers. Strong genes.
Wow.
I actually don't think they look very similar.
Wow.
Have you ever looked at pictures of them?
No, well now, I have a lot of things to Google. Also, just so you know, Matt Davis, the actor who was Warner, is 45 and lives in Salt Lake City now, but he was in the Vampire Diaries from 2009 to 2017.
Okay, she watched it from the cradle.
As well as a spin-off series.
You're watching it right now.
I just started and I love it so much. I'm so excited. After this, I'm going to go watch it.
The two main guys are so hot.
He was also in the spin-off Legacies.
In the show.
Until 2022. So he's like still around and still acting very much a lot.
Just living his Mormon life in Salt Lake City.
He better not.
And guess what, Kelsey? Hmm. He wanted to give you a call, and now he said no because he heard what you said on the podcast.
I think they gave him a look of a bird.
What? You can't give someone the look of a bird unless you cover them in feathers.
You're born with it.
Yeah, you're either born with it, honey.
Giving bird-like quality. Like
part?
He looks very fragile.
What?
And what animal do you think you're giving?
Raccoon. I'm okay. A raccoon. If you fuck with me, I'll bite you and give you rabies.
Well, you also eat food out of the garbage.
I did this weekend. Don't judge me.
I believe you're eating Skittles and corn nuts right now.
It's giving raccoon.
We talked about Jennifer Coolidge. It's so nice now that, like, because things have gone full circle, I'm like, great, she's gotten hers. She got every award under the sun for White Lotus. And now we can just look back and go.
Enjoy her.
Wow. What a wonderful time we had with you, Jennifer.
It was kind of weird
Kermit's
to
in
hear.
The room.
It was kind of weird to hear like some of her voice without like an accent attached a little bit. Like it dipped in and out with that character. And I was like,
I heard it the whole time.
Okay. Well,
we're talking about like quotes that you just quote.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
I will say that without realizing I'm quoting Legally Blonde.
Totally.
Like I'm just like, I'll leave the house. And Maggie's like, where are you going? I'm like,
I'm taking the dog. Dumbass.
It's just like, why? What am I doing?
Yeah.
This movie has just made its way into daily life for me. We opened the movie with it, but...
I say happy people just don't kill their husbands a lot. And out of context.
And happy people don't kill their husbands.
They just don't.
It's just a great line.
What? Like it's hard?
I do love the Jennifer Coolidge of it all.
Yeah.
It's nice. Do you guys like character actresses?
Love.
Okay. That's universal. That's but just not gay.
Gay men love
But I think
more.
Gay men most of all.
I think we relate because it's like sidekick energy. And gay men are usually sidekicks and
things.
Oh,
really?
For sure.
I feel like you're sidekick.
You are. But like that's like, it's 2024. We're doing something different.
Yeah, we're flipping it. Yeah. Okay. Can I bring out the one, I'm not going to say guilt of this movie, but question. And it involves our girl.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm just kind of scared to say this. Yeah. I feel like people are going to come for me. I could not, but I've walked this far. I got to jump off.
We could
off
read
the
you
ledge.
Your Miranda rights.
We could try.
You're the right term in Thailand.
You know, talking's an option. Always.
Yeah, but not talking, have you ever known me to do so?
No.
Exactly. The bend and snap.
I was going to ask you questions about the bend and snap.
Okay. It's not that I don't love this weird sort of semi-musical number in the middle of a very...
I actually forgot about it until just now.
Non-musical show, but maybe this is what inspired the musical to go, so I'm grateful for it. But why does the snap...
Put your T-Rex arms up! I think it's supposed to be like...
Bend,
I think women do
and snap.
Maybe put their... Like, push their boobs up and,
why
like, kind of...
on the why under the armpits?
Because it's hot, Kelsey.
Why not
you
under the boobs?
And you snap.
They snap... No, they go under their armpits. They do not go under their titties. They go, like dog begging.
Men are very simple creatures. We see the bend. We see the snap.
Yeah.
Awooga.
Awooga. I also think it was something that probably started very harmless... And then it picked up speed. And then it became a caricature of itself.
Okay, so do
like
how
a choreographer
do you guys
got
feel?
Their hands on it, and yeah. they're like, it's actually this.
Okay.
Sorry,
and why
not,
are we snapping?
Do you not think that the bend and snap is hot and effective?
I just don't know anyone that has ever bent like that. Like, when I drop something in public, I'm like, God damn it, I gotta bend over in front of people. There's no hot
I
way.
Picture
you
you're
in
telling
a squat.
Me you're telling me that if I bend and snap right now, you don't think that's gonna get the people going.
I'll get going for you. Quit going out the door.
Yeah. You get going pretty easily.
I do
anything.
Think it's supposed to be like, look at my ass, like mount me
look,
maybe.
Here we go.
And then you.
Oh, we're getting a live demonstration.
So,
okay, here we go.
So you drop something.
Oh.
And you go, oh, my goodness. You slowly bend.
Oh, you look like you have a hurt back.
Unfortunately, Zach's not doing it right.
You bend.
Why do
you're
you look
showing
like
showing the booty.
Yeah, you are showing the booty.
Okay.
You're showing the booty.
Okay.
Maybe on your way down, they get a little peek through at the shirt.
Okay.
Showing the booty. Bent down. We're taking notes.
Well, no, this is a problem because they can't be looking at the booty and the chest at the same time.
Well, both angles.
That's a great point. Maybe there's a mirror.
Let me set my mirror up before I pick this.
We are in a salon.
Wrap her up.
So now I have this, and they go, oh, she's down. And then snap.
Are you okay?
Yeah, if someone stood up that fast, I would think that they got scared
or
something.
Or like might throw up.
And then they
up.
Go, oh. And I think it shocks you and titillates.
Got it. That moment always throws me, and I love it, but I'm always like, why that choice?
I actually, you are awakening this memory of like me not loving that aspect of it. And did she teach Jennifer Coolidge? Or
yes.
Did Jennifer,
she taught the homie. Yeah. Wait. You're not loving it as, well, first of all, obviously it's silly, but you're telling me that you didn't love that scene?
The whole movie is perfect. There is not an unnecessary part in the whole movie.
Okay, then also I didn't like, as a gay man, the gay hairstylist going, works every time.
Oh, the bend and snap,
he's
a classic.
Like, he's like...
He's the only one with filler. Like,
I didn't
he was
notice
ahead
that,
of his
yeah,
fucking time.
Totally.
His Botox and his lips are huge.
Mm.
And it looked, I was like, oh, that's
bend
what this
and snap.
Is missing.
Works every time.
A classic.
I hope that there are people out there listening who tried it and people were looking at them like, the fuck are you
that's
doing?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I'd rather drop into a malasana, like full wided giving birth squat than try and bend and snap.
Actually, a squat's kind of hot too. If you keep your back like straight and you like squat down to grab the thing.
And you make eye contact and just lock eyes with someone the whole time.
Yeah, and you just like.
Giving Christina Aguilera dirty.
And then you kind of bounce a little bit.
Oh.
And then you pick up your pen and go, oops. I dropped this. Boing, boing, boing.
And then smack the UPS guy in the nose and break it.
Such a great meet cute, though.
It makes so much sense for this movie.
No, I think it fit. Oh, so now you love it.
No. I liked that moment.
Oh, so you
I didn't
marry
like
it.
The music video.
So you do like the bend and snap.
Do you hear this? This ganging up on me?
Have you guys done the sweetest thing on this pod?
Sure haven't.
You guys gotta do the sweetest thing.
We guys gotta do the sweetest thing.
But there's a musical number in the middle of it. Wait, you haven't seen this? Cameron Diaz, Selma Blair, Christina Applegate.
Oh my God.
They go on a road trip to get a guy that one of them met briefly at a club. But they're notorious party girls who are like, we don't do relationships. We don't do guys. But she's like, I kind of like this guy. He's like, then let's go find him.
It's giving Crossroads.
I'm such a sucker for a comedy courtroom.
Oh,
every time. Like this, My Cousin Vinny. I can't name a third, but that's...
I know. I was just thinking. I was like, but, how many... I couldn't name the first.
That's two for two, and I like them both.
Wait, there's got to be another.
I would watch an entire movie of this being a court case, by the way.
I would watch a miniseries.
Yeah.
Oh, of the murder?
First of all, Brooke Taylor's two Dior outfits. First, the newspaper blazer. The audacity that woman has to wear a newspaper blazer.
Yeah.
When she is being charged with a crime. It was almost like her commentary, so like, good. Do it, write about me. And then she wears a Jean Dior halter top in the court of law.
The girl being charged?
Yes.
That's played by Allie Larder. Incredible. Who was a big part of my youth. Was she at all
Awakening? Queen, right?
Final Destination girl. Yes. And then she stole Beyonce's baby, I think.
Found a station two or?
One.
One, okay.
Obsessed.
Dude, that movie is fever dream.
Beyonce and her husband are stalked by Allie Larder.
who's like trying to replace
I'm gonna fuck your
her.
Husband.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Was it like an MTV movie?
Nope.
No, I'm thinking of major... Carmen the Hip Opera.
Which one of those was in theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's major motion picture, obsessed.
Where did she go? She's great. She's probably still doing shit.
She's around. She did like a Western of some sort not too long ago.
It's great. Beyonce had some movie flops.
Yeah.
But then she was in Austin Powers 3.
And that saved everything.
Turned that whole career right around.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. Think she's going to be okay.
I hear she's doing okay now.
Yeah.
Oh. We have to talk about how smart the writing of the court is, because I think it's actually just a very good reveal as a court drama of
like the perm thing.
Yes, the perm.
Full gasp from me.
Because guess what? Lawyers wouldn't know that. They wouldn't think to check that. That's why it is important to have women in your law firm or gay men.
Works every time.
Oh, I thought of another line I like.
What?
Why now? Why these sperm?
Brain blast from that. But the reveal of...
Well, there's two reveals that L really cracks, right? The first that we quoted is, don't you stomp your last season Prada boots at me, honey. And she goes, that's a gay man.
Isn't last season?
Another line I love is, quick, what Warner, what type of shoes are these? Brown
black
ones.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, it's so good.
Then oh my god, when those designers gay
when
do.
When he tricks the gay guy into saying he's just a friend, he stands up and says, you bitch.
I thought you were saying Chuck, just
that
a friend.
Gay
Chuck
guy can stay.
Yeah,
I
that was a good
that
one.
Moment.
Oh, but that made me wonder last night, does that happen in court a lot? Have you ever heard a confession happen live in a courtroom?
I think people trip over their stories for sure. It's definitely happened.
Really? I'd like to see more.
And your boyfriend's name is Chuck. I mean, my
friend. My
friend
Chuck is just
you
a friend.
You bitch. So good.
Oh my God.
So there's
that
first revelation, which big bombshell moment.
Yeah.
But then the big one is finding out that the stepdaughter was the one that killed her. And the way that she cracks the case is by using her knowledge of perms and post-perm process, which when I watched this movie, and honestly, frankly, still to this day, I was like, I don't even know what a perm is. This woman's magical.
I don't know why
it's
women
short for
intentionally...
permanent.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it?
We think so.
I don't think people
Google
get
it.
Perms anymore.
They get perms.
Episode.
Eugene got a perm.
Oh,
what?
Perms are still happening for sure.
What?
It's like a permanent wave.
It's permanent, waves. It's just like it's like a whole day process or multi-hour process, and you just like get waves.
The thermohyglobulate has to set.
And it like lasts
and
for a month
not
or two or something.
To get it wet.
I love that she's like, you were in the shower, and the judge, she's like, I think we've established she was in the shower.
You didn't hear the gunshot because you were
in the shower.
Where you got in the shower. Which was a very funny confessional reveal of Velma saying, I wasn't trying to kill my dad. I was trying to kill you. I thought it was you that walked through the door pointing at Brooke Taylor.
I thought it was you.
So then she just confesses to attempted murder also.
God, every time I get called in for fucking jury duty, it's like someone didn't pay his parking tickets. And like, I want to be on this. I want to be on the juicy, juicy murder case.
I'm going to say something controversial. I think I would choose to watch the musical over the movie.
Really?
It's that fun. The songs,
I need to watch this musical.
The songs are that good. I really try to look, and I hope it's good quality, but try to look for the MTV Presents Legally Blonde.
Okay.
Because they did like a professional taping of the Broadway
show. Like Hamilton.
Girl, there's a quick change in the opening number.
Shut
where
up.
She finds the perfect dress. And then they go, they gather around her and then she steps out and she's in this like pink hot number.
I would die.
Oh, well, there's another quick change. This is boring, isn't it?
No.
Where one of the sorority girls jumps down like a fire pole.
What?
And she quick changes on the way down.
That's impossible.
It's so good.
Why is there a fire pole in the sorority house?
No, they don't really explain that, but...
Y'all ready for some fun facts?
Oh, I'm ready.
We got some good ones. First of all, Reese Witherspoon, ever the... what is the word?
Ingenue?
Thank you.
Is it?
No.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Okay.
But she's smart. She's a smart cookie, and she put something in her contract. And what did she put in her contract? That she got to keep all the costumes after filming.
Ah,
wow.
I fucking love it.
You have to go home with all of those.
I was on 42 episodes of a television show with this man sitting right here. I stole all those clothes.
I got a lot of them, too. I don't know if it was above board, but I got them.
I definitely stole them.
Okay, go on. We just incriminate ourselves for no
reason. I don't care.
Reason.
They're not bringing us back for season 3. I don't give a shit.
So Reese Witherspoon wanted to really study up for her role. So she spent 2 weeks studying the behavior of sorority girls. She did not want to
portray. I thought you were going to say lawyers.
Well, there was like a zoo exhibit where you could go watch sorority girls behind glass. Yeah.
That would be.
I would watch it.
That would make so much money.
Yeah.
She didn't want to portray your typical airhead sorority girl. She said on the commentary that they were all very kind and polite. She enjoyed her time. She also went, she watched women shopping at Neiman Marcus.
Did she go look at like University of Alabama or somewhere she's from? I bet.
Probably. Mm. And then she also went to law school for a day.
How do you not watch people at Neiman Marcus if you go to Neiman Marcus?
Also, I can't believe she went for 2 weeks to a sorority as if the law school being a day wasn't the thing she should have spent more time studying.
No, she had to get the character. And then the character goes on the journey.
Okay. Sure.
Bruiser, the chihuahua, was named Mooney.
Mooney?
Mooney.
That's and cute for name. All we know, he's still alive.
Honey.
For all we know.
He passed away.
No!
March 10th, 2016.
Oh, he still lived a bit.
It was Trump.
Damn. Wait, this was made in 2001. How is that possible?
That dog was 18 years old.
Holy shit.
Little dogs
chihuahuas
can last.
Chihuahuas live fucking forever.
Holy shit.
They're like turtles. Shit will live 100 years if you let it. This is huge for me on a personal level. And I'm hoping, Zach, that you're going to have my back here because I know this one cannot be trusted.
Okay.
Producer Mark Platt.
Ben Platt's dad.
Oh.
Is that that's the surprise?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he produced this movie.
Yeah.
He also produced another movie. There's a comment, a line that Elle says, and I like my little antenna went up. She said, quote, whoever said orange is the new pink is seriously disturbed. That line is a reference to his other produced film, Josie and the Pussycats. Let's fucking go.
Have you guys done that yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Zach's favorite movie. Is it really? Parker Posey.
Yeah, she's the best. Oh my God, and Kelsey didn't get it. Good. And you know what? We had a big fight.
Why do you hate women?
Okay, I hate Zach.
There's even songs that I had on mix CDs from Josie and the Pussycats. Those three small words.
Can you stay?
We're waiting. Oh,
I hate it when this happens. I introduce my best friends to people all the time, and then they always fucking take them. This happens all the time to me. All right, enough.
Okay, and now she's homophobic.
So the confrontation with Warner, nor the final graduation scene were originally part of the script. The movie tested, you know, they do audience testing, and audiences were so wrapped up by Elle's story, and they got disappointed that she never got her revenge on Warner. They wanted to know, what happens? Does she become a lawyer? So they had to add those.
That's interesting to me, because in, like, this, like, I do think it's a really close to perfect script. you need the thing.
Close it.
Yeah, that started her journey. She entered the world because of this man.
She was trying to win him back. Yeah. And I was looking for it last night. Like, when was the switch that she decided she's not going to go for him anymore?
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think it was when homegirl Selma Blair comes into her room.
And is mean to her?
And they become friends. They become friendly. And then she's like, yeah, I kind of feel bad for her, actually. And then she realizes, like, oh, this poor girl is going to be going through exactly what I went through. Because I was looking for that resolve, too. I couldn't believe that they wouldn't have put that in there.
Yeah.
Should we watch the second one?
Yeah.
There's a second one?
Red, White, and Blonde. Makes me want to eat a hot dog real bad.
That's from that one?
What?
Yeah. I know that line.
It's like the 4th of July.
I thought that was from White Lotus or something.
Wow.
Wait, I want to watch the second one.
I saw it once in theaters and never felt compelled to watch it again.
Huh.
But it's also really hard. It's like Miss Congeniality 2. Like, you cannot beat Miss Congeniality 1.
It's so original classic.
It's just so good.
I got to look it up, make sure I haven't seen it.
We're not going to, you know, look. This is a pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I'm not even going to play that game. No. We're in our pleasure era here. We're just having pleasures. This movie's wonderful.
Classic.
Wait, would Rick say something like...
No, he would.
Aggravating. I feel like he might give it a guilty pleasure.
Nah.
That's insane.
Do you think I should try to just face him real fast?
The world has said it's a pleasure.
I think, Zach, you nailed it. You like gave me such an aha moment in the beginning when you said, believe it or not, when you said, like, because of what the content's about, we're made to think it should be a bad, dumb girl. Yeah.
It could have been. I think it could have missed the mark in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. If it didn't have Reese Witherspoon or the supporting cast, if it wasn't the director.
Do you think Legally Blonde is a guilty pleasure, a pleasure, just plain guilty? I'll text you. Congrats. We hope you win. We love you.
Okay, really fucked up for him to answer during the award show.
But she was there too. They both were in frame saying hi.
Okay.
He said, a classic, taught me about the law. And for some reason, all of this is in caps.
Yeah, that means he's emphatic about it.
Oh, they're rolling.
He said he was gay in all caps. My Pleasures is a segment of the show where we say something we've been watching, enjoying, reading, writing.
Oh.
That doesn't have to be a movie, arithmetic. A TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, it can be anything you want it to be. It can be. I just finished Rainy. I feel like, well, I don't know if you'd
like
this.
We need a theme song. My Pleasures.
My Pleasures. My Pleasures. I think we just made it. I don't know if you, I feel like maybe you'd like this. But I have been obsessed with the author Dolly Adderton, who is a British girl. She was a writer for a bunch of like magazines and news articles. She started writing her own novels, but her memoir is Everything I Know About Love. Oh, if I could have read this book 10 years ago.
Caitlin is reading it. She loves it.
Oh, it just.
Wait, why?
The way
Zachary, why 10 years ago
that she talks about being in your 20s as a woman and like all the mistakes she made and watches the growth of herself. There's this one line that like, oh, my God, I'll never forget. It was like talking about how much she drank and like blacked out in her 20s. And she was like, when you spend so much of your 20s doing unserious, shameful things, you have a very hard time being a grown-up that trusts themselves.
Oh,
you like never learn to trust yourself. And I was like, that's why I still feel this way, because I did so, like, I don't feel like I deserve to be in this position almost. Like, I
but
don't have
successful
the memories.
As like a wasted person.
Yeah. But dude, just the way she writes about heartbreak and female friendships and like, I wish I could read it again, and I wish I would have read it 10 years ago when I was in my 20s. Aww. So please, if that sounds identifying to you, go read Dolly Alderton's Everything I Know About Love. And then she just came out with her new book called Good Materials, which is about a breakup from a man's point of view, and it's a novel, and it's very good, too.
Hell yeah.
How dare she write from a man's perspective?
You should read it.
It's appropriation.
Wow.
Zach, what are you enjoying?
Well, piggybacking
right now
on that, and this is very selfish.
You can't
but
read.
I can't read, but I'm learning good. I've been working on like several book
Proposals.
And I've landed on one about sobriety and like my journey with getting sober. I think it's going to be called Magic Medicine Misery because that's like the path most addicts face. At first their use is magical, then it's just medicine, and then it's misery.
Love.
And so it's like definitely a departure. Like it's very dark and funny, but like I'm excited. I'm excited about it right now.
So your pleasures is yourself.
A book that you haven't written yet.
Yeah. I just think it's going to change a lot of lives.
I love that for us. Zachary?
Oh man.
Zachary too?
I'm going to give a fashion pleasure.
Ooh.
This is for the fellas out there.
For the
ladies who want to shop for your fellas.
Okay.
I'm just going to go. This is a bold statement. I'm going to say it. Abercrombie is back.
Oh my God. I can actually second this. I got a secondhand shirt. It is a gray shirt, very plain, with a sequined red heart that when you flip it, it's a rainbow heart.
Wow.
That's so funny.
I'm like, this is not the store that bullied me throughout my adolescence. This is a supportive, loving store now.
Garrick was wearing an Abercrombie jacket last time
I actually wanted to take this out because I feel like I don't know that I'm ready to share this with the world
you
yet.
Don't take it out. They're coming back. It's annoying.
Zach, where can the people find you?
Oh, at Zach Nui Towers on everything.
And tell them about your live show.
Oh my God. Also, so I have a podcast on SiriusXM called After Hours. It's with Netflix, and we're doing a live version of the show at Dynasty Typewriter on May 2nd for the opening night of Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's so funny. His Kelsey's show is
come
so
to
funny.
Both of them. It's like a gamified sex talk show.
Yeah.
Zach, thank you so much for joining.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have you back.
Uh-huh.